Hey, it's 4:46 and you're with me, Mark Pittman, on 2SCR 107.3. And look, to be fair, the past 2 years, they have really changed things for us, to say the least. Having to stay home and isolate during lockdown, not being able to see our loved ones, it's been really tough. But you've got to think, like, what about those who don't have homes? They don't have any shelter or protection or food. And on average, a homeless person has to walk 28 kilometres per week to find a place to call home for the night. The Wayside Chapel, one of the few places that has remained open during lockdown for those in crisis and in need of support, are starting their annual Long Walk Home event from tomorrow. And joining me right now is the CEO of the Wayside Chapel, Pastor John Owen, and he's here to tell us more about the types of services at Wayside and how we can all help with raising funds and awareness by partaking in this upcoming event. Pastor John, thank you so much for joining us on 2SCR this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark. As we speak, I'm watching these ominous storm clouds roll in over Sydney.
Oh, great. Yeah. You've just done my weather report for me. Thanks for that.
Yeah, look, the official report is it is dark and gloomy, and I reckon the heavens are about to open up. Which makes me think about all those people who don't really have a roof over their heads through this time. And you're absolutely right. The last 2 years have been so full on for all of us, and even more so for people who, you know, when we're told to go home and isolate, don't actually have anywhere to go.
So, okay, well, let's talk about it. The Wayside Chapel, what services does it provide to people?
First and foremost, when anyone walks in through our doors, be it in King's Cross or Bondi Beach, the first thing they'll be greeted with is love. And that's kind of a key, really. You know, no one's just a number on a list or a problem to be solved. They're a person to be met. And so as people walk through that door, we say, hey, you're okay. You're in a place where you're not alone, where you're going to find some love. And then through that journey of love, we see people really rekindling that journey of self-belief that they have in themselves. And then many are experiencing homelessness, but others are just trying to get away from really violent relationships, and others are really trying to just start a new life for themselves. And so we have support set up to help women who are escaping from pretty rough relationships. We have the ability to help people begin that journey of housing, and when people begin that journey of housing, to maintain that housing, because so often so many of the barriers that led to people falling out onto the streets are actually big barriers when they get back into housing. You know, having the basic skills on how to care for a property, how to care for themselves, how to manage their guilt, particularly as many who have been on the streets. You know, it's a really tight community of love and support for each other. You know, we really don't know the meaning of give someone the shirt off your back till you've hung out with people who are sleeping rough. They've literally done that. And so when they get a house, they feel really guilty, and they sometimes let 20 people in to their house. All of a sudden, they find that they've lost stability of their tenancy. So it's a whole range of things that we do. And then when people have their housing, it's about finding a new and healthy community to connect with. And so we have programs, we have outings, we have a rooftop garden where people can come and participate in social activities alongside so many of our community members from all parts of society, and where we can really live out our mission of creating community with no us and them. The beauty about walking into Wayside is you don't know the difference between someone who's housed and someone who's homeless and someone who's might be living in a penthouse apartment as a millionaire, or someone who's on the gutter, because everyone who meets in there sees everyone else as the same.
Tell us about the Long Walk Home event. How did it work in the past, and how are you doing it now with COVID and everything?
Yeah, in the past, we said, as you said earlier at the top, the average distance someone walks who's sleeping rough is about 28 Ks per week to access housing, clothing, food, support, healthcare. And we thought, well, let's take a chance to walk in someone else's shoes. So we had a big event where we walked in one night from Parramatta through to King's Cross, and a couple of hundred of us all got together and did that walk in bright fluoro shirts. And the last couple of years, we haven't been able to, obviously, with public health orders. And so So now we're encouraging everybody to get together in small groups with people in their bubbles. I think we've all learned of the importance of being able to get out and have a walk with others and in the fresh air within our 5 kilometre bubbles for our own mental health, and to get people to sign up or sponsor people who are walking from tomorrow through to Friday. You can walk any distance any day as long as it kind of adds up to 28 kilometres. That's the point. And even we're safe to do it in all kinds of weather, just to be able to walk a minute in someone else's shoes and walk together so no one else has to walk alone.
Man, I've heard really interesting stories about this Facebook group that's going on where people are sharing their experiences with their walks, and it looks like there's a lot of people having a lot of fun with this. I heard a woman who's been mapping out her routes to draw animals on the map and sharing them online. It seems like as much as this is to help those suffering from homelessness, it feels like it's quite helpful to the participants as well with their health and well-being.
Absolutely. Mental health and mental well-being is a key priority for us all through this time. You know, whilst we're living through a pandemic, I think mental health and loneliness has really become an epidemic through this time. And you can see people are putting in their pictures. You can have a look on our Facebook group, The Long Walk Home 2021 from Wayside Chapel. You can see all these. We can't claim to be the one who did the baby from the Nevermind album, but certainly you're seeing animals and people are writing words, and it's really building this sense of community online, which is so important at this time as we're still a little bit away from being able to high-five each other in a public venue.
And just lastly, is there any other way that people can get on board and help out and support?
Absolutely. Look, there's two ways. One is to either sign up, go to longwalkhome.com.au, and you can see the links there. It's not too late to sign up. You can do it in one big hit of 28Ks, or you can do it in a whole bunch of 7 days. You can walk 4Ks a day. Or you can hop online and sponsor someone, particularly me. I'm the boss and I set a huge target and I'm ridiculously under it at the moment. So I need all the support I can get as I head out tomorrow for the first of my walks.
Pastor John Owen, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER, and all the best with the event tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, brother, and thanks to all the listeners out there.